Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most companies are very interested in seeing their employees grow and advance within the business, and they help them do that through corporate learning tools such as conferences, seminars, and webinars. Our next guest, however, says that none of these tools will be effective if the company's leaders are not involved. And he says they should not only be involved in the creation of the content of the learning material, but also in the delivery. Ray Smith is president and co-founder of Modos Learning, based in Columbia, South Carolina. Ray, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Mike.
Tell us about Modos Learning, first of all.
Well, Modos Learning is a company that really works with other people's content, other people's ideas, maybe a company's strategy they want to communicate. And we turn that into good quality learning that will have an impact upon the achievement of the strategy or the learning of the content. And we particularly do that by concentrating on workforces that may be distributed across, say, South Carolina or maybe the entire planet.
Now, the tools that I mentioned in my introduction, conferences, seminars, webinars, these can still be effective.
Well, they can, but I would argue, as you said in your introduction, that unless the leaders of an organization actually understand and require or want individuals to go to particular conferences and do something with the outcome of that learning, it's just a nice few trips away and perhaps a free T-shirt at the exhibition. For many organizations, attending a conference is often a reward for good practice. It should be an opportunity to learn about best practice, to network with other people, and then the outcomes from that, the learning, the insights, should then be translated into activities within the organization's work.
So how does the leader become involved in all of this?
First of all, they have to be involved because I see learning as a strategic tool. Sometimes it's not, that's fine, and maybe they're less involved with that. But where you require people to either become better at, say, customer service, or you have a change strategy that you want to engage in, people have to have the right skills and knowledge and attitudes in order to be able to apply it to their work. Therefore, the leader has to be clear about, well, what is it we're trying to achieve here? What do our people need to be able to do or think, etc.? And then how can that best be conveyed? I would then add that if they care about the results, and they should, because this is an investment they're making, then they need to talk about, well, what do we need to do as an organization to ensure that these new ideas become part of what we do here? Too often it ends when they leave the executive education center, but there's a relationship that needs to happen between the organization that's sending someone to a course and the people that design them.
Now, I also mentioned in my introduction that you believe the leaders should be involved in the delivery of this learning content. How practical is that, especially for large companies?
Well, let me give you examples of very large companies that I've worked with in my career. Deutsche Bank, the CEO of that organization, was actively involved in discussing why the program, the design of the program with me, and then would turn up to every program to launch the thing to ensure that people really understood why this mattered to the organization and to them. He would look and explore how people were doing, because this is a great way of identifying talent, and then follow through afterwards, and people changed jobs as a result of this. Caterpillar, another company, I worked with Jim Owens, who was the CEO and president of Caterpillar at the time, very actively involved. In fact, the faculty of the entire program was the entire management board. This was a program that won awards, created great change, and a number of people were moved around the organization, got promoted.
Now, do any of these tools change when a company has multiple locations?
Well, that's a very germane question to today. The internet, of course, has given us the opportunity to reach out to any corner of the planet. From my point of view, though, what's missing is that many companies think it's a transmission process. I will send you, all those people in all those different places, the messages, the content, the knowledge, whatever it is, the instructions that you need to do your job. But learning is about a dialogue between people. It's about sharing experiences. It's about interpreting the messaging and the content to the different contexts. That requires a way of them engaging and other people in the company engaging and thinking through not just getting the message out, but doing something with it. Whether you would be a small company, say based in Columbia, and you want to open up a couple of satellite offices or maybe a couple of franchise restaurants in other parts of the state, it's still the same thing. You have to have people listen, share, and then become involved in practicing the learning that comes out of it. So I think that the dialogue and the sense making that happens when people talk to each other is very important, but sadly quite often missing from some of the learning that's available today when it's shunted out to people in different parts of the world through, say, an online learning course or something like it.
Well, Ray, thank you very much for visiting our studio today.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Ray Smith is president and co-founder of Modos Learning, based in Colombia. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just click on podcasts where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.